Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com, and if you don't go there today, shame on you. Just kidding. I think you'll like it. I really do. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. A lot of good stuff there. Articles, archives, a replay of this show for 24 hours, and my wonderful voice. I know some of you just can't get enough of it, and so you have to go there and listen to my wonderful voice time and time again, and I appreciate that, and I'm sorry. I know I'm addictive, but sorry about that. So far, there's not any kind of a cure for that either, by the way, folks. Bob Rosner is our guest. He's the co-author, along with Alan Howcrow and John Lavin, of a book called Gray Matters. He's also the co-author of a book called The Boss's Survival Guide. He's a guy who has a great sense of humor and a lot of wisdom to offer us, and he and his co-authors have created that in this book called Gray Matters, The Workplace Survival Guide, and I really think it's something. I think I'm going to wind up. I can't say 100% yet. I'll know in a few minutes. But I think I'm going to wind up recommending this book to every employee in America. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Did I hear you say from my mouth to God's ears or something like that?
I thought I died right there for a moment.
Yeah, well, I have that effect on people. The dying part, I mean. Hey, Bob. You know, I really have. Your book was sort of seductive. When I first looked at it, I said, well, you know, okay, this is kind of interesting. And then before long, I couldn't put it down. And it's a seductive book. It draws you in with a lot of wisdom, and you have some great points that you make here. And it's a lot of fun. What I want you to do, because I can't do it justice, I want you to explain to the audience about the architecture of this book. It's a very unusual book in terms of the architecture.
Well, first off, it's a comic book. And the way that the idea of the book started was I was in somebody's office, and I pulled a book off their bookshelf, and the receipt came flying out. And it was clear that they had never opened this book since the day they bought it. And one of the things that I've discovered is that books have become the new workplace wallpaper.
Yeah.
We've all got them somewhere in where we work. And we never have time to read them.
It makes us feel good to own them, but we don't actually want to read them, right?
Oh, our intentions are pure as, you know, wind-driven snow. But the problem is, it's such a frenetic, crazy workplace that nobody has time to read anymore. So what I wanted to do is, if I was going to kill trees, I wanted to do something that was substantially different than what other people had done. And we came up with the idea of a comic book because it's fun, it's engaging, it's a great story technique. But mostly comics pull you into the story, and I like that element of it. Now, at the same time, there's also text, and there's little training sessions at the end of each book, and there's forms that you can use, a 360-degree evaluation form.
There's some books that you there's a place where you recommend books to read. And by the way, a number of the books that your characters recommend, one of your characters recommend, are books that belong to members of our Brain Trust.
Exactly,
like William Skip Miller and Ron Zimke and other guys like that.
There's a lot of great content out there. And so what we wanted to do was just create something that was fun and engaging, but that also gave you some information. I don't want to give you too much technical terminology here, Jim. But what we tried to do is have both a ha ha and an aha in the book.
Yeah, that's a little too technical for us, Bob. You might want to slow things down a little bit for us, Bob. Well, let's talk about some of the things that you mentioned in here, and I love some of the terms that you use. And you have written this book for employees, haven't you? I mean, largely it's now employers need to read it because they need to know what their employees are up to. But talk to us about some of the things that you try to get across.
Well, the main part of the book for me is a section called The Seven Deadly Workplace Sins. And the way that came up was I do a lot of presentations. And at some point I realized that I needed to throw out my PowerPoint and change what I was doing. So about a year ago, year and a half ago, I stood up in front of an audience and I said, I want to hear your biggest headaches. And then they told me their headaches, and then I built my speech around their biggest headaches. Well, I did that a lot. probably about 6,000 audience members over about 30 speeches. And then I started to keep track of what they said. And I'll present this Letterman style. The fifth biggest headache was fear of losing your job. The fourth biggest headache, politics. Three was stress. Two was motivating the people that you need to work with. And the number one headache, according to my audiences, was time management, getting everything done. So we took that information, and we wanted to do a profile of today's worker, boss, customer. Anybody you're going to have to deal with in work is going to be suffering from these seven deadly workplace sins: obsolescence, surrender, dysfunction, withdrawal, incompetence, anger, and exhaustion. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
So then what we did is, once we drew the profile, then we wanted to give you tools to address each of those seven deadly workplace sins. So if a business owner is struggling with his customers, if she's struggling with her employees, we wanted to help them understand what the problem was, is that we're all crazy today, and then we wanted to give strategies to deal with it.
Well, and you've done that. And also, folks, in the right smack in the middle of each one of the chapters is a multiple-page comic strip. I mean, like, it's like Sunday Funnies, only not in color. And it's very poignant, and it tells the story of a number of characters that they develop in the book. Let's talk about one of the sins. Let's develop one of the sins. Which one do you think is the one that you see the most?
Well, we did a poll at abcnews.com, and we had I have a column that regularly runs there called Working Wounded, and it's a lot of newspapers. And we did a poll, and we listed the seven deadly workplace sins, and then we said, which of the sins do you struggle with the most? Now, I don't know if they're struggling with it themselves or they're struggling with it in other people, but we had 913 people participate. The number one of the seven deadly workplace sins, 27% of the people, more than a quarter, said exhaustion.
Hmm.
And my...
But wait a minute. We have so many more tools now. We should be able to kind of take a breather. We've got all these tools that we can use. What's going on?
Well, I woke up this morning and I spent a long time deleting spam from my spam folder.
About 100 spam, probably.
Oh, much more than that. It was over 1,000.
Well, you're a lot more popular than I am, then.
I think that one of the real challenges of today's workplace is that our technology just creates bigger piles, piles that we got to maneuver through. So one of our strategies.
Bob, hold on to that thought for a second. We got to sell some stuff here. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. We'll be right back with our new friend, Bob Rosner, the co-author of Gray Matters, the Workplace Survival Guide. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after. We're rocking and rolling with our new friend Bob Rosner, the co-author of Gray Matters, the Workplace Survival Guide. Bob, give us the website, please.
It's the easiest one is workingwounded.com, and what you'll find there is the world's first cyber confessional, where you can confess your workplace sins and other people can provide absolution or damnation.
I like
that. There's also links there to graymattersbook.com.
And of course, totally anonymous and confidential, right?
Yeah, you don't have to put in your real information. It's a great dialogue about what people value at work, where is the line, when do you cross it. I just love the confessional.
Yeah, okay. Well, check that out, and that's workingwounded.com. And the book is available wherever books are sold?
Yes, and online and all over. It's in wide distribution.
Wherever fine books are sold, and a couple of places where they're not so fine. Okay, here's a part of your book that I want to read this heading. Folks, there are a lot of headings like this throughout the book. And this will give you an idea. Even though it's written as a story, it is a comic strip, as he said, to a large degree. But here's an example of some headers that make it easy to read. This will draw you into this section. This is it, Bob, and I want you to talk to us about this. You are the owner of your job, your attitude, and your future. See, I call that. I agree with that, and I want you to talk to us about that. But I use the word entrepreneur. When I talk about these things, I talk about people being entrepreneurs with their own life. Go ahead now.
Whenever I'm in an airplane and I'll get talking to the entrepreneur sitting next to me, what I'll almost always first hear from them is the litany of things they can't control. They have trouble controlling their employees. They can't control their customers. They can't control their budgets. And one of the things that I think is very important is to spend a little bit of time focused on the things maybe you can't control, but you can influence. And I think that there's a real problem. The average small business person casts a huge shadow over all of their employees. And recently I spoke before a company, and what we did was we did a little survey. It was in Las Vegas. We did a survey before I actually went into the company, and we asked a very simple question. If you have a work-related problem, who do you go talk to? And we had different options, boss, spouse, coworkers, friends. And the number one selection for a person you talk to about a workplace problem was the boss. Well, that makes sense because it's the boss, it's a workplace issue. We then said, if you have a personal problem, who would you go talk to? 24% of the people, the second choice was the boss. I don't think bosses realize how much influence, how much of a shadow they cast over their people, how much they want their people want to look up to them.
I call them, I like to use the word insurance companies call people like that. They call them centers of influence. You use the word influence yourself. And I mean, I think you're right. I think they don't realize how much of a center of influence they are on so many people. They're the nexus of this community of people around them.
And so I think that it's very important occasionally to focus on the influence you have on, you know, making your little corner of the bureaucracy the best possible place that it can be, giving people information, giving them context. One of my favorite examples from a small business standpoint is a lot of small businesses give their employees bonuses. And I've talked to a lot of small business owners who complain that the employees don't really appreciate the fact that they get this bonus. And yet the companies don't take time to explain the financial flows of money, how the bonus is created. And so then the employees have no context to understand where the bonus comes from.
Yeah.
And so one of the real important things from my standpoint, if you're a small business and you want to give people some access to the money that they've earned over and above their salary, a bonus, some kind of reward, take the time in every staff meeting to spend to increase their business literacy, to explain how profit is created, where it comes from. And that way, the employees will have a context for understanding how they get a bonus and, more importantly, what they can do to create a bigger bonus next year.
Well, what you just described was making them a stakeholder.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, the amount of time and understanding that you have to put into understanding how the money flows through your organization, you have to understand that the employees don't just by understanding by some sort of divine blessing get that.
No. And you know what?
You know
what
else? You need to spend some time.
You know what else, Bob? What you've just accomplished, if they do what you just said, what you've also accomplished is you've automatically, immediately, instantaneously created better customer care. Because now they really understand that this person in front of them, who they think has a complaint, yesterday they thought it was a complaint, now turns into somebody who we want to come back.
Well, there's that great book title, A Complaint is a Gift.
Yeah.
Well, there's a description in the book of two people sitting at a table, and they wanted to explain how a business works. So one of the things in a restaurant, they took a napkin and threw the napkin on the floor, and then they watched. And there's basically three responses to some garbage on the floor.
I got 20 seconds. 20 seconds, Bob.
Okay. The employee walks by it. The manager tells someone else to pick it up, and the owner picks it up himself.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, Bob, will you come back again? We got more to talk about.
Of course, I'd love to.
Bob Rossner, we had fun, didn't we?
Of course, we did.
We're going to do it again. Happy New Year, Bob. Bob Rossner, ladies and gentlemen, the co-author of Gray Matters, the Workplace Survivor Guide. And I recommend this to you. 29 after, I'll be right back with Philippa Games. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
A band is blowing Dixie, double ball.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.